I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Oregon Mozart Players have completed their first Young Soloist competition under the direction of Artistic Director Kelly Kuo. They'll celebrate the results with their Young Soloist Showcase on Saturday, January 31st at Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene. It will feature 13-year-old violinist Claire Wells, winner of the junior division, and senior division winner John Fawcett, who is 14. Claire Wells joins us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Well, congratulations, first of all. Quite an honor to be the first winner in your division of the Young Soloist Showcase.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
What motivated you to enter this competition?
You know, the opportunity to play with the Oregon Mozart Players and just to become a better artist and to meet great people.
You're already quite the accomplished violinist. At 13 years old, you've played with 10 different orchestras in 4 different countries. What a remarkable experience you've had so far.
It's really great to play with orchestras. I'm so honored to have this opportunity to play with so many orchestras.
You must have started playing at a very young age. When did you start playing?
I started at 3. My whole family is involved with music, violin, viola, so I was just naturally drawn into it.
The piece that you're performing with the Mozart Players this weekend by Armenian composer Alexander Aratunian is not one of the more mainstream, well-known classical compositions. How did this piece come to be chosen?
My dad loves to find new pieces. He found this, I think, on the internet, and then I heard it, and I really liked it. Alexander Aratunian's mostly known for his trumpet concerto, but the violin concerto is really deep, and he wrote it after an earthquake in Armenia killed 50,000 people.
I imagine that must make it a rather emotional piece.
Yes, definitely. The second movement is surprisingly light. It's a scherzo, and it's really folky, but the third movement is really sad and emotional. You can just feel his sadness pouring into it.
What else do you like about that particular piece?
It includes every aspect of a virtuosic concerto, even if it's not mainstream. The last movement's really fast, really technical. The third movement, again, it's really sad, and you have to have lots of control to make it pull through. And then the second movement, you need to have aspects of like a humorous quality.
On what basis was the judging done? Were there particular qualities of your playing that they were looking for?
You never really know. It always changes, but they did write comments, and they were really helpful.
At 13, you already have such experience, but you have a lifetime of music ahead of you as well. What would you like your career to look like?
I would like to see myself as a soloist and maybe in a chamber music group. I never really know. It just see where life takes me, but right now I'm thinking to be a violinist in front of an orchestra.
And you're already accomplishing that rather remarkably, I would say.
Yeah.
And you are based in Texas, is that correct?
Well, yes, I do study in Texas. I have really good teachers there that I really appreciate. But, you know, we still have a house here. We still come here. But I have a good school there, so I have to stay there because it's short and I can practice for the rest of the day.
It must be quite the juggle to balance music and school. That's a difficult balance, I would imagine.
It is, but I think I manage it. I go to a very good school, Spring Creek Academy. It is 2.5 hours for people like gymnasts, musicians, and it's really helpful. I don't have that much homework, even though it's growing, because I'm going to be in 9th grade next year. I come home, I practice, and I just chill. My dog surprisingly helps me.
Have you had much chance to meet with the Mozart Players yet and think about this performance on Saturday evening?
Not yet, but tonight I'm going to start my first rehearsal with them, and I'm really excited.
What a great opportunity and great honor to be able to perform with them.
Yes, it is.
And thank you so much for your part in the performance, and congratulations again on your winning. Claire Wells, who at 13 years old is the junior division winner of the Oregon Mozart Players for Young Soloist Competition. The senior division winner is 14-year-old John Fawcett. Both will be featured as part of the Oregon Mozart Players performance at Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene on Saturday, January 31st at 7:30 p.m. More information about the concert and the Young Soloist Competition at OregonMozartPlayers.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.